Red River Farm Network, reporting to you from the Big Iron Farm Show in West Fargo. I'm Kara Hart, along with Randy Conan, Megan Overby, and Don Wick. And to start us off here at this noon hour, we've got North Dakota Farmers Union President Mark Watney. Mark, let's talk a little bit about what you guys are doing here at the Big Iron Farm Show and some exciting news coming from Farmers Union.
You bet. We have a brand new camp going up, and we're promoting it with some children book sales, and we have some people, you can buy a brick or whatever to help fund it. But we have 1,200 kids going to camp, and we're building a brand new facility north of Jamestown on the reservoir, and it's going to be great. Developing them leaderships, investing in our youth, and just something positive in this time when nothing seems positive. So we're really pleased we're getting it put forward.
When do you expect the project to be done?
Well, if everything goes well, we're going to be camping there in July of next year. So I'm pushing them contractors quite hard. They keep telling me that. But, you know, they'll get it done. And really, concrete this fall is the key. If we can get that in, we'll be camping next July.
Well, and we're here at the Big Iron Farm Show. Another great day. But traffic's a little bit maybe picking up from yesterday.
You know, I wasn't here yesterday, so I can't judge that. But, yeah, we had quite a few people walking by and seeing some members and seeing other folks intrigued by our books and picking up a rain gauge or whatever, you know, kind of those things that they do. But it's good to see people out. We need to be out. We got to be careful, but we need to be out, too.
A big part of what Farmers Union does is the policy piece. And this week, there's a national fly-in going on. It's virtual this week instead of the in-person due to the coronavirus. But you guys have had a stellar lineup of speakers, presenters, and Farmers Union in North Dakota has had a chance to meet with some local lawmakers. What's new on the policy front?
Well, the good news is we are getting a lot of people that are interested in trying to help agriculture. So we will see a package. I don't know exactly what it's going to look like. I want to call it 2.0 something, but I want to see the acronyms before I predict what it'll be. But it does look good. It's going to have some pretty good dollars to it. So we're going to see some additional payments this fall that are hopefully help the farmers with these low prices and the challenges they're facing. So it'll be both COVID-related and trade-related, I believe. So hopefully we can get some help there. Secondly, we're working on a lot of the work with the concentration of the marketplace and reforming markets. We're fighting pretty hard. We actually are part of a couple lawsuits trying to get the beef industry back online, and we're getting some listening to it, so that's great. Working on coal, we're working on renewable fuels, and finally some rural infrastructure. It's you know, our hospitals are suffering. We really need some help out here, and of course we want that postal service to function. Not only for the election, but it's an essential tool for rural America.
Well, Mark, if folks want to come out to the Big Iron Farm Show and find you, where should they go?
You know, we're in Building A, and we're wide open there, and they can come buy a book. We'll give them a rain gauge or a koozie and just that same stuff you get at a farm show.
Well, Mark, thanks again for joining us again. Mark Watney, North Dakota Farmers Union. Thanks, Kara.